This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sure, the Pels lost and the refs probably screwed them. Zion's hurt. It feels bad. But the Saints draft that we have tonight, if Andrew shows up, it'll be amazing. If he doesn't, we'll just do whatever the hell we want. And the NFL draft is like less than 10 days away. Get excited. Get pumped up. We got you covered. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards. American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Ralph Marlborough. I'm joined by everybody. Dave, Kevin, Andrew finally showed up. Also, thanks everybody watching on the live stream on Twitch right now. I can see Andrew's dad, who showed up before Andrew. Thank you, Mr. Juge, who that golfer, Oppenheimer, Ark Midge, CDWP, a bunch of people. They all watch the Pelicans lose. They're going to join us. We got a fun show tonight. On tonight's show, Andrew's mock draft. That should be fun and enraging, I'm sure. I might even let him talk. Plus trivia and your questions. But before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. I want to mention about our MVP contest. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which minibar bottle from my gigantic minibar booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. Thanks to Jan, he sent Boone Comp Magen Bitter. He says it's worse than Jaeger. I got that, and I got pink lemonade. Jan sent that over. He shipped it. He got it through customs, super secret. Thanks, Jan, for doing that. Consider donating via Stream Elements by typing in !donate in the chat. Click the link that appears. Twitch takes about 50% when you donate using bits. This way you spend less money. It's easier to get me drunk. It's a win-win. Text-to-speech donations, $20. Best $20 you can spend on the internet. Plus, $50 donations. You shut Dave up for 2 minutes. I mean, that's a
I thought it was 90 seconds.
It's 2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes, man. Come on. Don't argue.
2 minute, okay. 2 minute major. It's a hockey right. penalty. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader yet?
Yes, we do. Hatchet John, the legend, won last week with 66.6 bucks. And tonight, we are already at 15 bucks thanks to Kip86 for subbing with Twitch Prime for free, by the way, for the first time ever. Thanks to Kudan Gopher for 24 months sub, and to Arkmich for 18 month Prime sub with donation message. Who dat?
Thanks. I want to say,
should we talk about the Pelicans real quick or no?
I want to mention Hatchet John. He went old school with the whiteboard. Faith, hope, and bum. If you are an older Saints fan, you know what that is. That was a when bum they hired bum. That was the marketing slogan. Let's talk about the Pelicans. They lost Zion.
Did you buy that at Home Goods? That seems like something you'd buy at Home Goods.
What?
Faith, hope, so is Zion out for the season now? Is Probably. He like is he done for Probably. The I mean, next playoff game?
The season's over, so
they play Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
I guess they'll show up at 49 win season down the drain. Fantastic.
Has any team ever won 49 games and failed to make the playoffs?
Yes. Yes. They had one year in the West, a 50 win team didn't make the playoffs before
How many win team? 50, you said?
A 50 win team didn't make it in the West one time, I think. But, like, you know, it's the most Pels thing ever. Zion scores 40 and gets injured. It's the most Pelican thing that ever
happened. Yeah, I mean, that game, you know, I got to say, I went into that game with very little optimism just because the Lakers fucking own the Pels. I mean, absolutely own them. Every time we've played them, it feels like we've gotten blown out. And it felt like it started hot, and then obviously the Lakers started doing their thing where it felt like the Pels were incapable of scoring or stopping them for a long stretch. And then they got hot in the fourth quarter. You know, they kind of like kept things close in the third, and then the fourth they got hot, and it really felt like they were going to do it. And I got to say, like, losing this way is... As a sports fan, it's even more heartbreaking because it's like you were so close. You felt like...
Well, and you Zion scored the basket that tied the game, and he gets hurt. And now he probably won't be able to play Thursday, and it's just all
bad. You don't know that. You don't know
it's all bad.
PSG won.
Yeah, dude.
They beat Barcelona.
No one cares about soccer, but I will say this. That was the worst referee I've ever seen. And I watched Everton.
It's not.
Yes, that was horrific.
No, it's not, Ralph.
Why?
You're a Saints fan.
Bill Vinovich.
I mean, that's officiating.
Two words. Bill
That's Vinovich. Officiating. I'm talking about the worst soccer refereeing I've ever seen. But if I was you, I would just embrace it and enjoy it.
Yeah. As a Saints fan, you think I feel bad about bad calls? Think I give a shit?
Fuck you, Andre George.
Well, let's segue, before we segue to your draft from one bad thing to another, before we get to your mock draft, let's talk about what you're drinking. I'm drinking strawberry lemonade and Jack Daniels. It's delicious. Dave, what are you drinking?
I got to unmute myself. I'll get to something better later, but I'm just drinking my usual heavy hands spindle tap hazy boy.
Kevin? Tyson's punch out.
Kevin, are you drinking?
I'm just drinking water.
Water.
Mm. I guess the uncle got kicked. Did you kick the uncle?
Oh yeah, no. The uncle's done. The uncle's been done for a while.
Yeah. Somebody wants to send me Elvis snack. It's like peanut butter and banana whiskey. It's called Elvis's snack.
This is the last bit of my Chateau Neuf du Pape, which I was drinking last week. So,
all right. So the Saints don't really have any news. They signed some corner that no one ever heard of and whatever.
Well, he played on the team last year, so I'm pretty sure we heard of him. But anyway,
what was his name? He was on the team last year.
Jean-Paul,
the Pirate 2.0.
I don't know. There's Charles somewhere in the name. I know that. It's like
Jean-Charles.
Yeah.
Jean-Charles.
He sounds like a French terrorist. So it's Andrew's turn to do the mock draft. So, Andrew, you're going to lead us off. But before you start, do you have any, like, overall, like, themes or,
bougie,
like...
Saints bougie draft.
The bougie. I'm sure it'll be a bougie draft. But is there anything for this draft that, as you went, that you wanted to accomplish, like, you're going into it that you thought, oh, this is what I need to do, this is what I want to do, or did you just kind of let it...
Yeah, two things. I guess... You know, most Saints fans are down on Mickey Loomis. I am not. I'm a big Loomis guy, so I would say this draft is Loomis-y.
Oh, no.
So brace yourselves. And the second thing is I really wanted to piss all three of you off. So
Kevin, you picked the wrong day to stop drinking. If
there's something for all of you in this draft. Let me just
there's a trade up. Okay. But I'll say if there is a trade up, look at his face. If there is a trade up, our producer finally wised up and didn't put the post-trade picks up on the board. And has left the original picks
what?
Up on the board.
I never did that, man. So what the hell are you talking about?
So we can still be surprised.
What the fuck are you talking about, Dave?
You did that with Ralph's draft.
I did it.
Everybody. Jerry says, fuck soccer, fuck Andrew Juge, fuck LeBron, fuck the Lakers. Thank you, Jerry.
I agree with at least half of that, Jerry.
I agree with all of it. You win the chat tonight, Jerry. So get us started, Andrew. What do we got at 14?
All right. Well, Thomas, are you sharing the 13 picks that went before? No.
What? No.
It's okay. Like, are you?
Have we ever done that?
No. All right.
We're already on track for Boucher.
Are you showing the best five available? Is that where we're starting?
Three.
You can read the first.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to say who I drafted?
Say who's available.
He wants you to shut the F up and read the screen.
Yeah, right, who was available at 14?
Well, the screen doesn't currently tell me that.
Well, yeah. There's a little slide.
Right. There it is.
All right, so here's what happened in this mock.
What is going on?
Ralph talked about how...
You said, what kind of settings? Did you do the same settings that everybody else has been using?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Ralph talked about this hypothetical run at tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And in this draft, it happened. A lot of tackles went. So you've got Troy Fotanu still there. And you still have J.C. Latham of Alabama. Those guys are still in the mix. So you could take either of those. But Rome Odunze is there at 14. I was surprised by that.
Was Brock Bowers taken already?
He was already taken, yeah. So there was a run of tackles. There were some quarterbacks taken. So
Kevin's
you kind of have to decide. And here's an interesting one. Mitchell, the corner, who's probably the second best corner in the draft, he's still there at 14. And so, like, the whole Lattimore thing, it's like, if you're going to trade Lattimore, obviously you need Mitchell. So there's a lot of different ways you could go here. Latu is still there at 14. He's another guy that's a – all the guys, by the way, that these top guys are all 9 and above RAS.
Well, here's the thing, though, Kevin. Latu, as you said on one of our great Friday podcasts that people should check out, where Kevin did the research for all the guys that are hurt, that we think that Kevin thought was potentially the Saints could pick, like top 100 or so picks at the Saints that are injured. And Latu, he has a trick neck. So, Kevin – if the Saints drafted another injury-plagued defensive end at 14 to go along with Chase Young to complete the set, would Saints Twitter, in fact, burn itself to the ground if they picked Latu at 14?
You're muted, Kevin.
Sorry, I was chewing ice, and I decided to mute myself.
Yeah.
No, he missed the 2021 season with the neck injury and has come back and has played two consecutive seasons getting double-digit sacks. He actually got better this past season,
It could go at any minute is what you're saying. Even though
if you want to be the glass is near empty guy,
he does. He's
sure.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, I don't see Saints Twitter burning itself to the ground over this.
I beg to differ. Chase Young's neck exploded after signing a contract. Can you imagine what would happen to a draft pick's neck if it was already messed up? And then the Saints picked it.
Dude, he'll probably injure his neck when he daps the commissioner or Dave's gone. Like when he daps Goodell, he'll probably injure the neck.
Re-injure because re-injure, he already has the injury.
Right.
It would be a re-injury.
Re-injury. Right.
Well, maybe we'll get lucky. He'll do that and he'll just topple over and crush Goodell in the process.
Man, I might consider drafting him then. Like.
So look. There's a lot of choices here. Clearly, tackle is the biggest need on the team. So, Latham is a guy that you can take. I know that Nick Underhill has been singing his praise from minute one. Loves the guy. He is all in. And if Nick Underhill is all in, you know he's getting pumped from the Saints. And so, yeah, you know.
Word choice.
That would be one pick. Fatanu is still there. The Washington tackle. Again, Mitchell, if you want to replace Lattimore as an option, you can go Latu if you want a defensive end. But no, I did none of those things.
Uh-oh.
Thomas announced the pick.
Oh, Jesus.
He traded up with Sean Payton and the Broncos, didn't you?
What, Thomas? No. I don't know he any didn't. Thomas. Come on, man.
Sorry, Commissioner Goodell.
Yeah, that's a better man.
2014 pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The New Orleans Saints select Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington.
Get the Elmo GIF with the fire in the background ready and loaded if this happens, Thomas, because...
Get the other Elmo gift.
Rome Odunze, baby.
This is a joke. After all the shit I got last week,
Here's the thing. I didn't expect him to be available at 14. I really didn't think he would fall.
To be available at 14.
Yeah, right. Okay, but he's a tight end. And I looked at it like this. I think there's a couple tackles that were left. Tackle's obviously a huge need, which I ignored. I concede. However, I couldn't stomach watching Rome Odunze be a 100 catch, 1,200 yard receiver in the NFL with all these accolades. Meanwhile, we have a Chris Naoli or a maybe not a Trevor Penning, but like a another Andrews Pete, where it's like, the guy we drafted is pretty good. He starts, he's fine, but we're passing on a guy that fell to us at 14. And look, in this mock, he fell. Somebody is going to fall to the Saints at 14 that we're not going to expect. And I believe that's going to be the conundrum in this draft. Do we force tackle like we did with Trevor Penning?
That's right.
Or do we take the guy that falls to us, in this case, Rome Odunze, who I think is the best player left on the board?
The chat is saying the most bougie draft possible.
Or
all roads leave to Rome.
Or we trade back a few spots.
No, we're not doing that.
Get an extra. Okay,
Kevin, this isn't fantasy land. This isn't the fantasy land.
It's fine.
Here.
It's not my mock draft yet. That's next week. Don't worry about it.
Right.
June. Yep, that's right.
But
I called this draft Lumacy.
It is.
Okay.
But the chat.
I just want to go on record. Like, I'm going to remain calm. But
sure you are.
If you guys in the chat aren't flaming Andrew as much as I got flamed last week, because right now we are right on pace for having a very similar draft where we just take a guy.
That's literally like looking at the major league schedule midway through May and saying, oh my God, the team's terrible. Nothing, you're judging Juge. We're judging Juge. You want to judge Juge off one pick? Here's the thing. Your Brock Bowers pick was your best pick. And it was
TJ Tampa.
And it was dumb because you avoided getting a tackle. If Juge proceeds to not draft a tackle and then wait on his ass, sipping his 1893 or whatever the hell it is, then by all means, we'll crush him.
You saw all the guys available on the board when I picked TJ Tampa, and you said he was the best guy. That's who you would have picked.
Correct. But you already put us behind the eight ball.
Here's the thing.
You decided to grab Brock Bowers.
First round tight ends are disasters.
Let's see what else.
Here's the only thing I'll say to you guys is Rome Odunze on some mocks is the number one receiver. I believe Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go first. Malik Nabers is going to be shortly after that because names sell. What organization you came from sells. But Rome Odunze is in that league, and he could, depending on the team that wants a receiver, depending on who picks, like he could go first. Mm. He is that good. If he's at 14, I'm springing to the podium. And look, I have always had this philosophy. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know this. I'm all in on get good players in the building. I don't care If your ends are Darren Howard and Charles Grant, you draft Will Smith. I don't care if your running back is Ricky Williams. You draft Deuce McAllister when he's there at 26. And this is an example of that. So sometimes you take – and by the way, at receiver, they got Olave, and, like, the second best guy is Shaheed. Like, they don't have a ton at that position. So this is a need. And yes, tackle is a bigger need, but I feel like you don't take Andres Pete to spite Larry Fitzgerald. And I think that's what you would do here.
The funny thing with this pick is it might start a civil war on Saints Twitter, Dave, because you would have the people in the Andrew camp that would be like, you got maybe the best receiver, but you don't have any offensive line. I do feel like this is
Oppenheimer. Don't worry. You just wait.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
I feel like this is the most Andrew pick possible. It's bougie. It's like it's like the dad that they can't make the mortgage payment. The electricity isn't on, but
fuck it. I'm getting the fancy car.
Right. You're leasing the Lambo.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that means that honestly, with this pick, you know, just like mine, I feel like he needs to not just get one tackle. He needs to get two tackles in the next three or four picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be okay with this draft. I'll give Andrew a little golf clap.
This pick better than Bowers, just because first round pick tight ends are flops mostly. The thing that scares me about this, I just don't see a scenario where this realistically happens. Unless Odunze, like, I would want to know what crime he committed to fall to 14. That would be my first
right.
The gas mask that I was on. Answer.
The gas mask was on.
What all crime right. would he? Okay, let's go ahead.
Should we go to the next pick?
Yeah, go to the next.
All right. Well, it's funny that Jason Champagne asked Andrew's trading up from 45, isn't he?
Oh no!
Because
yeah,
we hit pick 40. And I got real nervous.
Oh, no.
Thomas, let him know what happened. Right.
This is feeling a very lunacy.
This is.
So, I saw a guy still available at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So, I go five spots up. I gave up a 2025 fourth. So, for those of you that are like, don't touch the 2025 draft, I'm looking at you, Kevin. Yeah, fourth round pick. Gone. See ya. However, we've lost some guys in free agency. So
for those listening,
we got some comp picks coming to us. It'll be fine.
Me, really?
For those listening to the audio only version in their car on their drive to work,
Kevin is
right now. Kevin's head is in his hands and in his arms, and he's just beside himself.
He's distraught.
Yep. Beside.
So himself. We moved up five picks. We're trading with the Commanders, and we kiss goodbye a 2025 fourth. Thomas, if you can give us the best available at this point.
Oh, Jesus.
You better. So I have a question here.
Yeah.
Did you make this trade?
No, with somebody in mind.
Yes.
Did you make this trade before the draft started, or were you running the draft very slowly and you saw a player still sitting there?
I saw a player still sitting there, and I was not comfortable waiting five picks for him to fall to me. And so I was like, yep, I will happily burn a fourth in 2025 to make sure I get my guy, which is the loomistiest thing ever.
And based on the four guys that are on the list that Thomas has put up here, I'm assuming you had to grab Bo Nix at quarterback.
Oh my god!
I'm assuming that's why you
traded. So, for those of you listening, not viewing, yeah, the options are Kingsley. Ralph, can you pronounce this last name for me? Because you're gonna
Suma Matea.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that correct?
We got Bo Nix, the quarterback. We got Christian Haynes, the guard. Christian Haynes, by the way, has a RAS over 9.
Yeah.
Pretty enticing. And then we have Darius Robinson, the defensive tackle. Look.
I know who you're going with.
I mean, this should be obvious.
If you're going with Kingsley.
I traded up to get a tackle. I didn't do it at 14. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I could risk not getting a 6'7" mammoth tackle at pick 40 to make up for it. So Commissioner Goodell, I'll let you.
I hope you pick Bo Nix so we can storm the facility in a rage.
And you're just trolling, guys.
He is.
Yeah. What's the storming the field on a podcast?
2024 NFL draft. The New Orleans Saints select Kingsley Suamataya, offensive tackle from BYU.
All right. I find this so far. I gotta admit, Andrew, I hate this, but I have to admit,
he's a big boy. 9.4 RAS.
This has Saints written all over it.
9.40 RAS. You gotta love the physical. Like, if you hate Trevor Penning, you hate this pick.
Oh, dude.
But physically, he's a mammoth. He's got size. He's got physicality. 6'6", 325. You know, some people think he might be a guard. But, you know, right tackle, guard, I don't really care. I don't really care where he plays. Just our offensive line sucks. So how about we get some guys that can help us? Right? I
mean, Kevin, did he have to do that trade to get him? Could he have waited?
I've seen him available at 45.
Let me ask this question to Andrew. Which team between 40 and 45 were you worried was in need of a tackle that was going to grab this guy?
Well, start with the Commanders at 40.
Okay,
I really felt like the Commanders were going to take
the team you traded with.
Yes.
So they wanted the tackle so bad they traded out. They'd rather take their chance.
Well, it's the algorithm. It's not real life, Dave.
I'm just asking.
As long as you give them good value, they'll do it.
Well, I had to make up for
my pick at 14. So,
what kind of percentage did they give you before you offered that trade? Do you remember?
Say again.
What like kind of percentage of did they offer you? Like percentage trade of acceptance?
Move up 5 spots with the 4th round pick. It was like 75%. Like pretty solid.
Oh, what? And they accepted it?
Yeah.
Mine was like 80-something, and they rejected it. All right.
Yeah. Well, Thomas, give us a donation update.
What can I say, Dave? I'm more convincing.
That's right. The bouginess.
Pretty bleak or good for you, Ralph. We are still at 15%. And who's in the lead? Kip, 86, is still in the lead.
Time Kevin, look up Boone Camp.
You know, I got to say, so far, there's a lot less raging at my picks than there's been at y'all's.
Yeah, it is. Here's the thing. I want to hate these picks, Kevin, and I want to bash on Juge. But if Odunze is good, like the offense will be really fun for a month until Derek Carr dies. I don't hate it. I want to bash him. I want to hate it. I want to cut him off and yell at him. But I don't know. It's all right.
So the thing, I mean, I don't know why we're going back on Odunze here, but look, if he plays well enough, he's a guy that can come in and potentially challenge to be the quote unquote number one. I mean, granted, it would still be Olave as the starter, but you're looking at your two starters being Olave and Odunze. And I mean,
two O's.
You know, I'm the guy that says the team needs a solid number two. This guy could be more than a solid number two. So I can't totally hate on it. I've never seen him fall that far to 14. If he does, okay. The thing about the BYU tackle is, what was it? The write-up on him is he seems like a draft and develop guy and not some, and there's a concern with drafting him and throwing him out there day one. That's my concern. However, we
at
don't
40,
know what else,
like that's going to be the deal for anybody, right?
We don't know what the captain of the Juge Cruise is doing here piloting the boat. He may take another tackle very soon. And that will alleviate my concerns and worries. I don't mind taking a guy that could be a project that you have to coach up. And in, you know, maybe by year mm-hmm. two, he's playing. And then by year three, he's actually really good. I'm fine with that. The problem, of course, is Derek Carr will be 6 feet under, which I'm sure some people will be fine with.
Yep.
And, you know, Dennis Allen will be out on a rail, which, again, I'm sure people would be fine with. But if the name of the game is winning and trying to get into the playoffs now, you know, let's see if we got another tackle here that we can throw in.
Andrew, do you feel like your draft, you're doing a great draft for the next Saints coach and not saving Dennis Allen's job?
Oh, I think anytime you bring good players in the building, and so far I think I've brought two good players in the building, you're helping the coach. So no,
I mean, to help Dennis Allen, you need Derek Carr to play better, and you need the offense to play better. I think he's got a handle on the defense already. And, I mean, he's went out and got another wide receiver, and he went out and got help for Derek Carr.
I will say, if you go 110 picks, if you go 110 picks between Saints making a selection, this draft becomes 90% less Loomis-y. I don't think Mickey Loomis is physically capable of doing that. But
well,
it's
funny you should say that, because I did say that this draft was Loomis-y. No. And you know, we get to about 130.
Oh, it's a deception!
I'm getting antsy.
Ryan.
It's my birthday. I'm watching y'all. Where did it all go wrong? Who dat?
Who dat go for 28 to free donation to
UAVP? Happy birthday.
Is today
we are
really
halfway
who
there, basically.
Birthday tomorrow. Halfway. Tomorrow is my son's birthday, so they are a day apart.
Wow.
Wait, I want to hear, spend another however much, because I want the robot to tell me how Augusta was.
Dave wants to know how much money it will cost to mute him. Yeah. That's what he wants.
And look, Oppenheimer says this. Last week I titled the draft the murder Derek Carr draft. But he says actually this week is the murder Derek Carr draft.
Not yet.
We got him. What are you talking about? You got him another wide receiver and a tackle. What are you?
Yeah, you got him a project tackle.
Is he a project? Is he really a project?
I mean, but Andrew's anybody you draft in the 40s on at like tackle. If he wasn't a project, he wouldn't be available at 40 at tackle, right, Kevin?
I don't know. It depends.
But I mean,
there's a lot of tackles out there this season.
I don't feel comfortable giving a solid answer. I don't feel comfortable even trying to BS an answer. I can only tell you what I am reading. About this
all right, can
guy.
We keep going?
Yeah,
yes,
let's
please.
Let's
right. Andrew, go. Andrew, you got a grade on this whole draft at the end?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we got? What do you got?
All right. I got antsy. All right.
Of course you did.
Pick 130 came, and I was like, "Stop it right here!" Yeah. Thomas announced a trade.
Oh my god! Jeez, you drafted up 20 spots.
All right, so. I
did
gave up two fifths, 150, and 168. The Ravens were willing to trade with me two fifths for a fourth, and I moved up 20 spots. Pretty good trade. Pretty good value. 130 for 150 and 168.
Pretty good. Did you have the
Kevin.
Speed of the draft set to slow so that you could like pay
yes.
attention to everything?
Yes, I did.
All right.
So Thomas, show us who the best players available were for this draft. Pick.
Roger that.
For what was that? 150 and 168?
Yep, yeah. I moved up to 130, and Dave, you're really going to like this. You're going to love this. The best player on the board is Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. Oh my God. Did I just trade up to take a guy that Dave loves?
Did I
do it?
Is that the Tulane fight song, yep. Tom?
I don't want to foreshadow anything, but I feel like you're going to like this.
No, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. You're throwing Michael Pratt in there just to mess with me. I'm surprised his RAS is 8.28, though. I'm proud of him for that. I think you are going, if you're trading up, if you don't want to ruin your entire, all the goodwill you've accumulated up to this point, if you don't take Mason McCormick at guard with a 9.96 RAS and continue to bolster that offensive line, then I'm going to be pissed. This better be Mason McCormick.
Well, the best player's available. So we got Michael Pratt, the Tulane quarterback. The next guy, well, it's a receiver, which I'm obviously not going to take since we already have Rome Meduse. But he also went to UVA, so that's a double negative.
He could have a 10 RAS.
He could have a 15 RAS, and I'm down. I'm not taking him. Well, Malik Washington of UVA.
Also 5'8".
Yep.
Oh, wow.
We've got Jalen Ford, the linebacker from Texas. His RAS is in the 8.3 range. And then, of course, we have Mason McCormick, a guard. 9.96 RAS.
I will say, Andrew, this trade that you did is very realistic because, as Kevin is probably aware, the Ravens are the kings of the trade down philosophy. Right. And they love to draft like 12 guys every year. So that's a really realistic
and cut eight.
Trade them.
All right. Commissioner Beignet. Let us know the pick.
Beignet.
I hope he picks.
With the 130th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Chaz McCormick, outfielder from Houston Astros.
All right, we got a South Dakota State guard / center, Mason McCormick, 6'5", 315. His RAS is 9.96. I don't know why we're looking at Houston Astros highlights right now.
Come on, Chaz McCormick, man.
Greatest play in the Astros history right there. Greatest play. Was he a teammate of Penning's?
Penning was Iowa State, right?
Penning played for Northern Iowa.
It's all the Midwest states. They all blur together. I apologize.
All right. I don't know why we just did Houston Astros. That was very bizarre. Mason McCormick is my pick. So, two things. Number one, I passed on a Tulane quarterback. Number two, Dave, I know how much you love high RAS scores. I present to you two RAS God offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Kingsley Stuamatai and Mason McCormick.
Sal DiVarri out of bed?
Look, Sal DiVarri could still play.
I am
hedging against Penning and Sal DiVarri being guys that prove that they deserve to start, and I'm bringing in more competition with more RAS gods.
I love it. I love the hedging.
I'm bolstering the offensive line. Look, I'm going back to what Zach Strief always told me. The five best guys start. We'll figure out who's left tackle. We'll figure out who's right guard. I don't give a shit. We will start the five best players. I'm getting two more players in the building with ability. I'm bolstering the offensive line. If you don't like this draft so far, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, my only question would be, I really like this draft so far, and I find it very believable. So my only question would be, and the only caveat I would say is Kingsley and Mason, these O linemen, are they What kind of injury history do they have? Are they right. are they durable guys, or are they guys that have a history of missing a lot of games, of being nicked up? Like, if these guys are going to be durable and can play, you've heard it a million times. I always feel like your greatest ability is availability. Like, I don't even give a crap if you suck. Like, if you suck, but you're there, that's half the battle right there. So, like, if these two guys are not projects or Trevor, you know, or not guys that are, you know.
Well, I mean, you draft a dude at 130. He's a project.
Okay, fine. Then if you're going to be a project,
I'll take one has a trick knee and the other one has a blow habit.
Exactly. That's my question. That's my question.
Like, Kevin, did he reach for
what's
McCormick?
Wrong with these guys? What's
did he, did Andrew reach for McCormick or is he right about the
yeah,
right
Beth
spot?
Yeah, Beth has him on their big board. They have him rated at 93.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, the NFL, NFL.com, has him rated as a round five prospect. So they would say Juge reached for him, but we're going by PFF. So PFF says he fell into Juge's lap, but he fell sort of like, what is that? Pick 130. That's kind of like late in the fourth. So
yeah,
that seems about right.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say, I was hoping you would pick Pratt, but the Saints, Dave, I think Sexy Jay Kaner is the quarterback.
I didn't even want him to pick Pratt.
Wow.
People are...
What a traitor. That's right. To the Green Wave.
I'm not a traitor. That would have been community. Ridiculous. That would have been ridiculous.
So, Andrew, you got two picks left.
I don't think you would have had to trade up for him, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Thomas, let's hear who the best available are at 170.
I feel like this is a very loose. Like, this, Andrew did this draft like he thought the Saints would do the draft, not how he
All right, we've got safety Kenny Logan. His RAS is 1.7. Holy cow. A small safety that can't run.
His RAS is in the danger
what's
zone.
Not like to, what's not to like?
Kenny Loggins.
We've got a running back, Isaac Garendo. Of Louisville, 9.90 RAS. We've got Gabe Hall, the Baylor defensive tackle, and we got Curtis Jacobs, a linebacker out of Penn State. As this draft gets deeper and deeper, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I get more and more Loomisy, a.k.a. RAS happy.
Wait, Kenny... Thomas, find Kenny Loggins' RAS.
There's no way Kenny Logan... had to be among the best players available at 170. The guy's rated at 287 on PFF. I did a mock with Ralph last week or something where Kenny Logan was there at the dead end.
How is he?
I did Pro Football Network with my draft. So
how is it like? How do you have a RAS at 1.7? Is he missing? Does he have a bad arm?
Yeah,
like me?
He doesn't. He has one leg. He has one.
Like, wait a minute. You did Pro Football Network for your draft?
Hey, I used the official site, Ralph, for the RAS.
You did Pro Football Network for your draft?
Yeah.
You didn't do Pro Football Focus?
No, I didn't. Football Network better.
This is so unscientific, it's not even funny. Like, there is...
Come on, Dave, are you supposed about fucking PFF or what?
There are no constants about any of our drafts.
Dude, Kenny Logan, his Dave, 40 time, his 40 time was done by a sundial. It was 4.75.
Please go ahead and announce the pick, Thomas.
I'm guessing you. I'm assuming if you're going Raz happy, you're telling me you went with running back Isaac Garendo.
All right, go, Thomas.
I tell you what, I think he went defensive tackle.
I would take. If it was me, I would take Gabe Hall with a 9.25 RAS at defensive tackle. I think that's we could use more help there.
What about Kenny Logan, guys?
But I'm just saying he picked. I'm just saying he said he mentioned earlier he was RAS happy, and Isaac Garendo, the running back, is the leader in the clubhouse on this list.
Yeah. For RAS. So, go ahead, Thomas. Announce the pick.
What do you mean, Thomas?
I mean the commissioner. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is
tough.
You're getting weird about like
the commission. Yeah.
NFL draft.
I mean, I love the graphics, so I can't knock it too much.
Select Isaac
Guerrero.
There we go.
Running back from Louisville.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't trust Kamara. I don't trust Williams. I don't trust Kendre Miller. And give me the Raz God running back. Give me another guy. Watch these highlights. Boom! I mean, is that not Pierre Thomas in the flesh? Look at him take that screen. Look at him set up the blockers. That is Pierre Thomas. I mean, look at him.
You should have said Pierre Thomas.
Look at him take that. Look at him hit that hole. Woo! Look at him break those tackles.
Number 23.
That is a 9.90 Raz. Add another running back to the mix.
Come hard.
Look, I know that Dennis Allen is a defensive coach. I know that we're supposed to be focused on defense, but you know what?
Are we?
Four picks, four offensive players. I've built back the offensive line. I've gotten a playmaking receiver, and I might have just drafted our number one running back ahead of Alvin Kamara. Yeah, I just said it.
You'd think you're having the 2017 draft all over again. At least you didn't trade it. At least you didn't trade any picks for this one. So that's nice.
Kevin approves.
I got to admit, those highlights look nice.
Those highlights are nice, but I would have rather did the defensive tackle. Because I think you lost Dave.
Oh, every running back.
What's that, Ralph? Man. You'd like the defensive tackle instead? Would you like that better? Go ahead, Thomas. Show us the next best players available at 175.
You just stepped in it, Ralph.
Wow, thanks.
Oh, what do you know? Gabe Hall, defensive tackle with a 925 Raz, is still available at 175.
Oh, wow.
Thomas, why don't you go ahead and announce who our next pick is?
You go to hell, Andrew.
Gabe Hall is still there because you took a flyer on 170 that nobody else was going to take.
Yeah. Go ahead, Commissioner.
All right. To the 175th pick in the 2024 NFL draft.
It wasn't Gabe Hall.
The New Orleans Saints select Gabe Hall.
I hate this draft. Defensive, I hate Andrew. I hate everything.
Yeah. So we got a defensive tackle, 6'6".
Jesus, 6'6".
And a Raz over 9. You know the Saints love guys that can bat passes. That's this guy, Gabe Hall. All right, he's from Baylor. He's got the girth. He's got the ass and mass, baby. We know he liked that.
This is happening! Lube up!
Aldi Mourinho says this is getting Oakwin Hart level bougie. This draft.
Now, I tell you my only concern with this fella is he's about 20 pounds lighter than the defensive tackles we currently have on the roster.
Okay, you know what, Kevin? Two things. Number one, it's the 175th pick. You're not going to get a perfect player. I'm sorry, I hate to break it to you. Secondly, you know what exists in New Orleans? Have you noticed how much Zion struggles to lose weight? Pull boys.
Yeah.
Beignets. Jambalaya. Yeah. Gumbo. What else do I need to name here? Adding 20 pounds is the easiest fucking thing that exists in New Orleans.
Done.
It's fine. So, okay. Hey. I rest my case. I merely had to point that out just so the public knows. That's it.
Mourinho is talking about protein waffles. Do they have that
at Popeyes? I mean, protein waffles. Get out of here with that.
Does it come deep fried at Denny's?
Right. They have protein oyster at Drago's.
I'm gonna drop a Oppenheimer's line. If you can't gain weight in New Orleans, you got a problem.
You probably do. You probably have some sort of cancer that won't allow you to gain weight. So I want to hate this draft. I wanted to interrupt Andrew and tell him how terrible it was all show. But it's
pretty freaking great.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's an art.
I mean, it's really, really like legitimately like a draft the Saints could do.
Yeah, it's very believable.
Kevin,
What was the rest of the draft?
That was it.
Oh, what grade did you get?
Oh, yeah, there were other picks.
What was your grade?
B plus.
Oh, okay. I still have the best grade. All right.
I think we all know that your grade is horseshit, yeah. Dave.
Do we? Thomas, check the time.
Right, I'm going to go get another drink.
And let's compare draft classes in 3 years.
Put a note on your phone. Thomas, let's get to trivia. Donation update first.
Yeah, we're at $48.30.
Yeah, who that golfer is still in the lead with 28.3 behind him, tied up. Kip,
I'll be honest. I have a 4:45 wake up call, and if I don't have to drink this, I'll be fine. The streak can die. We'll start another one next week.
4:45.
No, it cannot, man. We are on 36 week streak. Come on, guys, get to it. Make him suffer,
actually,
guys.
You know, you should donate because, my wife is so sad about the Astros. She's inconsolable. They haven't been this bad in a decade.
As much as we are about the Pelicans.
Yeah, I mean, my wife doesn't give a shit about
any
sport.
That's why I got the Chas McCormick highlights, man.
She does. My wife will appreciate that.
My wife,
when she watches the podcast on YouTube.
Aldi Marino asks, "Will she drink it?" Damn.
No.
We should start a new goal for
that's right.
Sally drinking.
You donate $200, she'll drink it.
By the way, correction, Hudat Golfer is in the lead with 33.3. I forgot to add the donation from earlier.
Thank you, Hudat Golfer. So, Thomas, what's the trivia?
All right, the trivia from Badrich, a pretty interesting one for the old schools. Badrich asks, the question is a long one. Who was the QB the Saints drafted that then GM Jim Finks said he was not a professional quarterback and he sucks?
All right, so...
If you can go to the bathroom.
You got to refresh my memory. What years was Jim Finks the general manager?
Jim, he was general manager 86 to 93.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say... Wait, when did Bob? I'm going to say Bobby Hebert. Like
Bobby Hebert wasn't drafted by the Saints, though. Oh,
86 to 92.
So you'd have to go like, I can't even remember like quarterbacks that the Saints drafted. Like Mike Buck was a quarterback they drafted. He wouldn't have said He wouldn't have said that about Dave Wilson.
1988, Badrich says in the chat.
1988?
Yeah.
I don't remember, man. I don't...
Wow, Badrich has given you the year.
And year, and I, like...
And the position, and the draft. You can't come up
with... I could pull up the Saints 88 draft, and I could see the quarterback, and then I would say,
cheating.
I can't.
I'm just disappointed because he's giving.
I have no recollection of this person. I bet you this person didn't even play a single snap for the Saints. I mean, if the GM's telling him,
he wasn't very professional. Yeah, and he sucked.
Did he get drunk? Kevin, are we forgetting somebody that got drunk and arrested or did something stupid?
There's no way I'd have guessed this guy.
Kevin's cheating.
None. I'm not saying it. I'm not. There's no way I'd have guessed this guy.
I have no idea.
I'll say that Ralph.
So you
is
looked
correct.
It up, Kevin? You cheated.
Ralph is correct that this guy never saw the field.
Yeah, I mean, so I have no idea. This is no answer
from JC Champagne in the chat. I'm shocked. What the hell,
I'm
JC?
I'm stunned.
Even JC Andrew, Champagne doesn't know.
This Andrew will give us the answer, Thomas, because this is all
maybe,
time.
Maybe
all,
Andrew knows.
Andrew doesn't know.
But see, he was only in the league. Andrew. He was only in the league 1 year.
Andrew, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So he doesn't know. Thomas, here's the answer. I'm curious to know the answer, though.
All right.
Legendary luchador.
Hans Santos?
Santos.
Ironic, his last name is Saint.
Santos.
Yeah.
George Santos
almost like
was
Guerrero.
George Santos said he was a professional quarterback and he got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. So he has that.
I got to be honest, I have never heard this name in my life.
Never.
He was cut by the Saints after the three exhibition games. He never played in the three exhibition games. He then got picked up mid-season by the 49ers after Joe Montana kept getting hurt, and then got cut after that, and then never played again.
Yeah. He must have been a complete screw-off.
Well, he set a major college football career record at San Diego State, passing for 11,400 yards.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's an interception! Matt Ryan!
Lots of quality meats and cheeses for Polish engineers. Smiley face.
Damn, San Antonio Saint, welcome back, man. Thanks for 20 buckaroos.
Wow.
68. Maybe the streak still lives, guys.
Maybe the streak still lives. So, that's where we are.
$31.70.
So, Thomas, hit take it to the top.
How much is it to mute Dave again?
50.
So, hit the take it to the top, Thomas, so I can give the people finger guns.
Roger that.
I didn't hear. There we go. So, yeah, Thomas, hit what's first up on the mailbag. And by the way, send us all the stuff for the mailbag. If we don't get to the questions on the live stream, we use them on the mailbags that me, Dave, and Kevin do. We'll use all your questions because we love the weirder, the better. Thomas, what you got for us?
People asking in the chat, how much do we need for the donation goal to hit? It's always below Kevin, guys.
There's a bar right there on the screen at all times. The $31.70.
I made it as big as possible.
I did the math.
This looks awful. Like, really, really bad. Deutsch? Or Zugons?
Deutsche, you mean.
Yeah. It looks disgusting.
From Germany.
It looks like urine too, which isn't. So what you got for us, Thomas?
You never drank urine. That would be a first.
Oh, interception!
Oh, no. There we go.
Matt Ryan.
And there it is. I'm gonna get some meat.
Can't let the steak die.
Oh wow.
The steak.
The steak. Who that golfer?
All right, I'm just going to assume that he wants me to drink this and not the lemonade. Oh, again, we love all our international fans, but almost everything they send, and it's horrible, it smells like paint.
Oh, deception! Matt Ryan!
Drink up. Cheers, Ralph.
San Antonio Saints, 32 buckaroos also.
That means Dave is muted, right?
No, we need a one-time 50, donation.
50 total.
50.
I got the puke bucket right here.
Hold on. Before you take the shot, Ralph,
for next drink?
How far are we
50.
Away?
About 50. About 50 for the
You're
second 40, one.
Okay. It's 50 to mute Dave. We are $47.70 away from Ralph having a drink back to back.
The second one, yeah, I can.
47.70.
This.
Hold up, Ralph. Deception!
Matt Ryan!
Chase Young would be cool. We need Marcus Davenport all over again.
Andre Judge, 31.7. And we are how much away?
We are $16 away from hitting 180.
Wow. I'm scared to drink this because this smells.
Someone who hasn't donated yet, just donate $16. And then Ralph has to take two shots once.
I'm going to drink this. This is gross.
Oh, then Ralph.
Not good.
Oh, it's bitter. Oh, it's been drank.
You know what it's like, Andrew? You know what it was like? It was like a thicker version of Malort.
Ugh. Come on, let's make it to one after the other, guys.
Wait, Ralph, was that the Boone camp?
Yeah.
That's bitters.
Yeah. Yes, that San Antonio Saint. We're just $16 short. However, I don't want you to donate. You have done your part. Someone who hasn't donated yet should donate.
My mouth is like metallic.
$16. It's nothing.
Let's make it a team effort.
Back to back shots.
It's just bitters, Kevin. Is that what?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's bitters.
Mm. Oh, it's disgusting, Thomas. What we got?
If you have Twitch Prime,
I think whoever hates my draft
give
the most
me the,
should
the
donate
rating,
$16.
The rating. Roll.
The rating is a 9 because I can. It's still in my mouth. It's like it's like Malort, but a little bit thicker.
There we
and
go.
Like,
oh,
Jesus.
Nice.
Archmage, $70. Do it.
There you go, Archmage.
This is like this is like going into the fourth quarter, scoring only 10 points, and then scoring like 21, yeah. And like finishing with like 34 points at the end of the game.
If only
this
Zion
is like
28-3.
28-3. The situation.
So this
guys.
This is courtesy. this is courtesy of my boyfriend that I stole from Dave Keith Smirnoff, Pink Lemonade. He iced me with a six
Pink
pack
lemonade.
Of real Smirnoff and a six pack of mini Smirnoff. So he iced me.
This seems like bullshit.
What? Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, Andrew, I got like a horrible taste in my mouth. I don't know how the lemonade is going to
whatever.
Mix
it. This is going to be so easy.
Oh. Oh. Not. Easy at all, Juge. Oh,
my body rejected.
God, it's so bad. Oh, I couldn't keep it. I couldn't get it down. Oh,
so what's the score?
Get it down.
I mean, like it didn't taste that bad, really going down, but my body just rejected. I said, I guess it's like a perfect 10. Like I couldn't get it down. Oh,
perfect 10. Then that's a third one ever, I think.
Hmm. Did you get the video of it coming back up, Thomas? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. Hey, Sally, I need assistance.
So basically you
Sally,
swallowed your
help.
Own puke? Is that what just happened?
I know, like a little bit of the shot, like it came back up and I forced most of it back down, but some of it just like came out. Oh. Mm. I would say of all the things that have ever happened to me on this show, being defeated by Smirnoff Pink Lemonade is
defeated.
Like
defeated,
it defeated me. I'm sad. Mm. I got defeated by Smirnoff. What's the question, Thomas? Oh, horrible.
All right, first question. I think that's the longest question we've had on the main show ever from Aldi Marina, but it's an interesting one. So pay attention, guys.
No, no.
Aldi Marino asks, I need to get closer to the screen. To get the YouTube's 1 million subscribers, we do a Bachelor ripoff with Kevin called the Loyal Rumble and get Mick Foley as Dude Love to host 40 girls from the dating apps trying to get inside Kevin's wrestling trunks. My question... What is Kevin giving away at the end of the night? And what are some of the dates he's going to with the ladies? I want executive producer credits.
God, this is a lot.
So, like, you can't give him a rose. So, like, I think what he means is you don't give him a rose.
Right.
So, what do you give him that's like a wrestling thing?
Hold on. Can you do a trade down? Can you do a trade down chip? Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
No. That's lame.
You can't do a shot of whiskey at the end of it because I'd be having to drink 39 of them and I'd be dead.
What about here's a cup of throat coat?
There you could go.
Okay. There you go.
Could you give him like a wrestling? I give him the wrestling onesie.
I was going to say everybody that wins, like if that gets that Kevin approves of gets like a. a pair of scrubs, and then he gets to see you in scrubs.
Yeah.
that's what it is, kind of thing.
That's it. If you advance to the next round, let me see you in scrubs, kind of thing.
Right. So round okay, right. I like that. So round one, I go from 40 to 30. I give you all a tea bag. I give you all a box of throat coat, and that
you give me almost a tea bag. Amazing!
You give him a tea bag? No, that's like
damn, Kevin.
So, that's like episode five. Further down the line,
that'll be for
even Thomas from Poland got that.
We have to put that in the
flyover dates.
the tea bag tier on Patreon. Amazing.
Round two, when we cut 10 more, I give the 20 that advance. They get the scrubs.
By Kevin. Kevin comes to your house and teabags
right
you.
That's a hell of a brand.
The Polish guy loves the teabagging jokes. Who knows?
it took us a while to come full circle to the throat coat jokes.
Thomas, did you ever hear about the LSU Alabama little thing at Crystal Hat? Burger on Bourbon Street. No. Oh, I got a story.
Google it.
If you love teabagging,
you love that. Yeah. So I think that's it. So
I mean, I'm gonna take an eight player, so I know what teabagging is.
Google LSU Alabama Crystal Bourbon Street.
I think the answer is a scrub. So Thomas, what's next?
All right, next question. Jesus Christ! I knew I would love that question. Okay, next one from Biloxi Blues. But for the wrong reasons. he asks, Latimore, Taysom, Kamara, and DeMario, which ones are Saints Hall of Famers? And he says, Cam Jordan's a lock IMO. And what about Michael Thomas? Does he make it?
Every single one of them.
Come on, man. I will say Michael Thomas is the most questionable, not because of what he's accomplished on the field, but I mean, Chuck Muncy is an example of a guy that they have held out of the Saints Hall of Fame longer than they should have because of his off the field antics. And Junior Gallette is another one that was statistically pretty prolific. And he's not in the Saints Hall of Fame. I don't think he ever will be. So I do think if you continue to be a shithead and you continue to mouth off on social media, and I think there's a scenario where Michael Thomas is not in the Saints Hall of Fame, and it will have nothing to do with his career as on the field.
It might take a while. It might take a while, Kevin, I think.
I tell you what, I'm reading. I'd put Chuck Muncy in the Hall of Fame. Like, yeah, the guy went to prison, and then apparently turned his life around after he got out. Like, and that was what, 30 years ago. So
yeah, I thought Chuck Muncy was in.
Are we in agreement that those other four guys are in the Hall of Fame? Like, DeMario Davis is in already.
Yes.
Taysom Hill is in already.
Yes.
Lattimore is in already.
Yes.
Okay. Lattimore is the best corner in the history of the team.
Yes. Yeah, they're all four of those guys are in. I will say this.
Shot his dick off. I was just
currently we have Zach Strief and Jimmy Graham on our Wall of Fame. And this summer, we will be adding a third player to our Saints Happy Hour Wall of Fame or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you can start thinking about that now.
That's right.
Who are the guys you would elect, vote for? Who would you want on this wall? Right. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, like, Ted Gregory needs serious consideration.
I think Ken Stabler. In his picture, when he looks like he's 80,
Jim Mora.
I think Jim Mora. No,
ooh, Jim Mora. Yep, yep.
Ironhead Hayward, maybe. We can go way back, or we can
Iron Mike.
I'm feeling Jim Mora. Maybe that's the pick. Yeah.
Yeah. What's next, Thomas?
Darren Sharper is definitely not my guy.
Saints Prison Hall of Fame.
This could be a bracket in 2027.
Jesus
dear
Christ.
God.
Jesus. All right, next question. Yeah. Next question from the Trivia Master, Bad Rich.
Bad Rich.
Which draft prospect in the top 15 needs to have a rumor mill about how shit of a person he is?
Malik Nabers, final answer.
Yeah, I would say Nabers or Dunze, but if the Saints drafted Dunze, Juju will be insufferable. We can't have it. Like, for real. Joe Alt, if you want to just like straight up benefit Joe the Alt. Saints.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. I would say you could do like marijuana, DWI, possibly committed murder.
The gas mask,
like whatever it takes to get, if you could get Joe Alt to 14.
The old reliable.
That'd be a strong one, Kevin. Is there anybody in the top? Would you try to go quarterback rumors to get a quarterback sunk, to get a quarterback to the Saints? Or stop swiping right, Kevin, and pick a top 15 guy that you'd want to sink to the Saints. You want to spread rumors on.
So let's see. Let me go to that big board. Pull that up. Who would I want? I mean, honestly, Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Joe Alt would be the guy.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, maybe he was running like a testing scandal or something at Notre Dame, because it's got to be something that's embarrassing for Notre Dame.
Yeah. Like maybe he's running a prostitution ring out of his dorm, you know, like
he's a pimp.
He's a pimp. Like if he like Joe Alt, he's a pimp, and like, you know, Jesus. That would be funny to make, because then ESPN wouldn't know how to talk about it. Like Adam Schefter.
Something with teabagging, man.
No. The teabagging is to Tomas what Ted Gregory is to me.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's right. He just turns into Beavis and Butthead when you mention teabagging.
You know, I almost feel better that I don't fully understand that comment you just made, Kevin. It just lets my imagination run wild a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Basically, Kevin wants Ted Gregory's balls on his face. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, your boy, I am with the jokes tonight in the chat. Joe Alternate Lifestyle.
How much they have to donate for Kevin to teabag someone. I don't know. I have to think about it. What's next?
If you are a nurse, he can teabag Patreon. You for free. Yeah. It depends if you are a nurse or not, man.
Gotta think about the teabag Patreon.
If the Saints traded down in the 2024 draft, Kevin, and got a 2025 first from someone, would you consider doing a teabag on the podcast?
Sure.
Jesus.
Okay.
Timestamp that, Thomas. What's next?
You asked it wrong. See, Kevin's just gonna do a thing of throw coat and be done with it. Like you didn't word it properly.
Jesus, man. Okay, final question from Saints Rabbit.
Saints Rabbit.
He asks, name a current trash talker you would love to see join the Saints to not only compliment Cam, but also help bring back some swagger.
Mm. Mm.
CBD's final answer.
Me.
No.
Me. I got nothing to lose. I don't care if they cut me.
I mean,
I'll just talk trash, but it'll be like that kind of like trash talk that's like got a tinge of truth underneath it, you know, like sarcasm. I'll be like, you know, Derek, you look a little chubby. No, I'm just kidding, Derek. You don't look chubby.
Would you want an offensive or defensive trash talk?
Defense. Defense. The best Steve, trash Steve talkers Gleason, are always Gleason. On defense. You have Steve to have Gleason. That chip on your shoulder. You have to be the guy that hits the other guy. I mean, I don't know. When you're on offense, we loved Colston, right? Like, if you're a playmaker, our favorite offensive playmakers are you do a little dance in the end zone, you hand the ball to the ref, you move on, right? But when you're on defense...
We want that shit.
You want that guy to talk shit. Right. You want that guy to blow up the receiver over the middle. You want him to stand over him. Sometimes he's going to get a flag. We'll tolerate that.
That's a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, and you want him to be like...
I don't like this.
Well, I won't say you, it has to be a defensive
Kevin, play. Do we want like a Vontaze Burfict situation where like not only do they talk trash,
but Kiko Alonso?
Kiko Alonso. Did he talk trash?
Kiko Alonso is one of the dirtiest players the Saints have ever had.
Junior.
Junior Gallant didn't really talk shit. He just swung a belt around.
I can promise you that he talks shit.
I want a Saints player on defense. Their nickname is the Teabagger. That's my dream.
What was the offensive lineman Jansen from the Bucks?
Oh yeah,
did he retire?
He did.
I remember coaches and players on the Saints telling me that he was the dirtiest player they ever played against.
The dirtiest.
Frank Gore was another one I remember being told was both a dirty player, and some of the shit that he would say before and after the play was just awful. Frank Gore, yeah.
Takeo Spikes from Florida. So that was the yeah. Oh,
how bad does it have to be? Like if your trash talking is getting pointed out as being worse than everybody else's trash talking, like what are you saying? Like, I'm gonna go to your house and burn your house down with your whole family inside. Like what? Like, I don't like how. Like, if your trash talking is way worse than everybody else's, and it's going above and beyond, that it's notable.
Yeah, like what's the trash talk? We need Cam Jordan on to be like, what's the trash? Where's the line?
Worst shit you've ever heard? Yeah,
yeah. Like, what's the line where other players are like, man, you can't, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can't, you know, yeah, like kids or something. Albert Hayes,
like, are people getting personal? Like if people, wives are pregnant or something, they're like, I hope you lose the baby, or I don't know, like,
oh yeah,
like. I don't
know. There's some guys that go full Game of Thrones.
Yeah, or like you know, somebody's grandfather is like, somebody's grandfather's like on chemo and like, hey, I hope it doesn't work. You know,
dude, you had Greg Williams be like, Frank Gore had a concussion last week, let's kill his head.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that fought Andre Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Way back into the Rolodex here.
He's the guy from Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he was just like some annoying little dipshit.
Cortland Finnegan. Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Former Saint.
There he is.
Was he
Rain
a Saint?
Man, Rain Man strikes again.
Cortland Finnegan was a Saint.
Didn't we have him in the bracket last year, by the way?
Jason Dexter Manley spat on Jim Dombrowski. I don't know if that's trash talk, Jason, but it is. It's pretty
Jim Dombrowski, former UVA Cavalier.
Yeah, Dr. Dombrowski, I believe.
Wow.
I believe he went to med school after football.
Hmm.
The Polish name.
Oppenheimer says Finnegan changed his name to Inigan because Andre Johnson beat the fuck out of him. Richie Incognito is another. That's over the line. See, he was bullying your poor guy from the Dolphins. Thanks everybody for the questions. Thanks everybody for donating. I gotta say, Jan, you were right. The bitters were disgusting.
Not as disgusting as the Pelicans playoff performance.
Yeah, you think it's bad now? Wait 2 days, Andrew.
Wait 2 days.
Thomas, recap everybody who donated and give us the MVP so we can put their name on the board for next week.
Then before I do, thanks to Terrorik for last minute subscription, 9 months for free with Prime. Then we reached the donation goal for the 37th week straight. Thanks to everyone who donated, to Terrorik, to Aldi Marino, to Archmage, to Kip86, to Andrew, to San Antonio Saint, and to the MVP. For which time, Ralph, help me out, you have him on the board for the third time this season.
Who that golfer?
Who is? Yes, sir, the only one, who that golfer, with 65.3 buckaroos.
Thank you, who that golfer.
Chasing,
I want to hear about Augusta.
Hatchet John. for the MVP, most MVPs this season, by the way.
Thank you, guys. And by the way, guys, please, if you're listening to the free version of this show, consider signing up. If you used to be a patron and you've dropped off, consider coming back because we need you guys. We need to get more patrons so we can have the funds to do the live show for the football season in 2024. We need the support to get that done. So consider coming back to us and all the patrons who stick with us and support the show. We love you guys. You make it happen. Thanks for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com, become a patron and support the show. Thanks to Dave, Andrew, Kevin, Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Kids, remember, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, support the one that wins award and is going for 3 straight Louisiana Sportscasters Podcast of the Year. Until next time, the bar is closed.